shitting your pants, little brother. Ghosts aren't real. And neither is this whole Ouija board, or whatever the stupid thing's called. Yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit. Trust me. What? Am I scared to try and summon a demon? Of course not. Why would I be scared? Demons aren't even a real thing. Yes, I'm sure. The only thing we may be able to summon is the brain, which you're clearly missing, little brother. After I prove to you that this board is nothing more than just a piece of a tree. Okay. Okay. Let's put our hands on this weird pointer thing and ask some questions then. Ready? I can't believe we're doing this. This is so stupid. All right. I'm sorry. Let's just do this. Are there any ghosts around us or demons? If so, would you like to talk to us? See? There's no one here. Wait. Did the pointer just turn to yes? Did you move it? Yeah. Sure you didn't. You're trying to scare me, huh? 'Cause if that's the case, it's not happening, little brother. Just saying. Okay. What should I ask now? Do you have a suggestion? Okay. Dear, ghost? Please tell me, are you a demon or maybe something else? The pointer is moving again. F-I-R-S-T. First? What the fuck is that supposed to mean, brother? No, I'm asking you, because you're moving this thing. Yeah, sure you're not. Like, I believe you. Oh, wait. Do you mean first as in my first guess? A demon. It moved to yes again. You really like this game, don't you, little bro? I think I'm kind of getting in it too now, a little bit. So, can you tell me what kind of demon you are? Okay, you went to yes again, so tell me. Oh, okay. S-U-C-C-U-B-U-S. What? Succubus? What the hell is that, little bro? What do you mean you don't know? So you're just making random shit up? Oh, come on. You're still gonna act like this is an actual demon talking to us? Did you hear that, Mr. Demon? My brother's actually trying to convince me that you're real, and you're, like, talking to us and shit. Oh. By the way, are you a male demon or a female demon? F-E-M-A-L-E. Oh, okay. Cool. And what's your name? L-I-L-I-T-H. Lilith? What kind of name is that? Whatever. So, what are you doing here, Lilith? H-I-M. Him? Who? My little brother? What do you mean? I-W-A-N-T-H-I-M. You want my little brother? What? I don't understand. What do you want to do with him? F-U-C-K. What the fuck, little bro? That's fucking weird. Aren't you a little young to be making jokes like that? Dude, stop bullshitting me. You're a fucking pervert, and you best believe I'm gonna tell our parents about this. Okay, maybe I won't, because they did tell us we're not allowed to use the Ouija board, but just know that You're a pervert. Wait. What the fuck? The pointer, it's moving on its own. How? Okay, this is really fucking creepy. Are you using some kind of magnets or something to scare me? No? Swear. It's just moving from left to right. I don't understand. I don't understand. So is this, like, real? Are we really contacting a demon right now? Are you kidding me? What the actual fuck? Look, it's saying something again. I-W-A-N-T. I want T-H-E the B-O-Y. Wow. Relax, girl, all right? You can't have my little brother, okay? Can we switch topics or something? The pointer moved to no. She must be really horny or something. Are you horny? Look, she said yes. This is so weird. I didn't even know demons would think about sex, too. I mean, yeah, I didn't believe in demons until now, but still, I wouldn't expect such a creature to, you know, feel the need to get laid. Hey, Lilith, can you tell us how old you are? Oh, she said no. Why? Are you a shy demon? Don't be shy, you can tell us. We won't tell anyone. But in all seriousness, I'm hoping that you're like a teenage demon or something and not a creepy pedophile demon who's interested in my little brother, because that would be fucked up. No? What do you mean? You're not a teenager? What the fuck? And you wanna fuck him? Oh, shit. Yo, I don't wanna think about this, little bro. This demon's being really creepy. Apparently she wants to, like, touch you and stuff, and just like I am right now, but more intimate. I don't even know why I'm saying it like that. You know what sex is! You're not that young. You're a teenager. So, yeah, she apparently wants to have sex with you. How do you feel about that, little bro? Oh, shit, wait, saying something again. S-T-O-P. Stop? Stop what? T-O-U-C-H. Touch? Stop. Touch? H-I-M. What? Stop touching him? But why? M-I-N-E. Yours? What? No, he's not yours. He's my little brother, not yours. Yes? Yes, what? You really think he's like your property or something? What the? She said yes again? Okay, listen here, girl. I don't know who told you that my little brother was yours, but he's not, all right? He's mine. She said no. Listen, I think we're gonna cancel this session. Goodbye, okay? What the hell? She doesn't let me move the pointer. Why are you doing this? We're not looking for trouble. She's spelling something out again. G-I-V. Give. M-E. Give me. T-H-E. Give me the B. Oh, give me the boy? No! You can't have him. You can't have him, and you need to go away, like, right now. She's still talking. S-T-F-U. S-T-F-U. Are you telling me to shut the fuck up? You shut the fuck up. Who the fuck do you think you are? No, little brother, I'm not gonna calm down. This bitch thinks I'm scared of her or something. Oh, come on. What can she do? Old demon. Old succubus face ass. We can't even see her. She can't do shit. Hell no. I'm not scared of her. Watch this. Hey, Mrs. Demon, or should I say bitchman? I bet you won't do shit. Even if I call you a slutman, or shitman, or creepman, fuckman. Fuck, what are you gonna do, huh, sucky bitch? I'm talking to you. Hello? I'm so stupid. I'm so stupid. Funny, isn't it? A little better. That's just one of many and much more worse things I could do to your big sister, only if I wanted to. Simply entering her body and making her laugh like an idiot is light work for me. I could kill her from within with just one finger snap. But I won't. Even though she pissed me off and hugely disrespected me. Only because I know you care about her. I won't hurt her. Yes. It's me. Hold on, don't be scared. I won't hurt you. I promise. Yes, I'm a demon. But not just any random demon. I'll let you in on a little secret. I'm mother of all succubi. The most beautiful creature to ever exist. I am the sexual goddess. There is no one who comes even close to the level that I'm at. When it comes to bed skills, there's no fetish that would disgust me. There's no kink that I wouldn't accept. There's no dick size that I would shame, small or big. I like them all. There's absolutely nothing that I wouldn't do to satisfy a human, demon, or whatever creature of any gender. I could be a submissive slut, or I could be a dominant bitch. Preferably both, though, because it makes things all that much better. And of course, I'm the most beautiful out of all succubi. Oh, I wish I could show you the real me. But for that, I'm afraid she would need to leave this pathetic world first, and then enter my place in hell. And I don't think you'd want that at all. What's that? Are you curious what a powerful demon like me is doing in your house? I thought I already explained it. I'm here because of you, my little human. I've actually been here for a long time now. That's right. I've been watching you day and night. Sometimes I would sit on your lap and pretend that we're cuddling. I wish you could have heard me purr into your ear every time I did it. Why you? Because I've never seen a boy as cute as you. You're literally so perfect. It's almost too hard to believe that you're just a human. And the smell of your innocence is so strong. So intoxicating. There's no doubt that you're a virgin. The thought of stealing your innocence drives me wild. It's honestly really hard to keep myself from jumping on top of you right now, pinning you down and just violently raping the shit out of you. Especially now that I got control over your sister's body. And now I can comfortably move in this world. But there's something about you. Something about you that makes me want to be nice to you. To be gentle with you. Maybe it's because of your age. How old are you anyway? Oh, okay. See, that's another thing. So young and yet so sexy. What's that? Oh, am I licking my lips? Really? I didn't even notice. Don't worry. As tasty as you look, I'm really not thinking about eating you. Not in the way that you'd think of, anyways. I'm just hungry for your cum and that delicious, delicious, innocent soul of yours. I want to devour every piece of it. Will you let me? Oh, why not? You don't need your soul for anything. You can keep on living. And you won't even know it's not there. Right. Maybe we can talk about it a little later again then. And for now, what do you say we get to know each other a little better? I mean, more like, get closer to each other. Like this. Hey, don't be nervous. It's just my hand. Just softly caressing your cheek. You have such great skin. I can feel the warmth of your body running through my hand. Demons aren't like that. Their skin is mostly sharp and rather cold. I want to taste those lips. Will you let me? Can I kiss you? I know you've never done it before, but I can teach you. Oh, come on. So what if I'm using your big sister's body to do this? It's not like you're kissing her. You're kissing me through her. Please. I've been so nice to you. Will you let me? Really? Just for a second, that's all I need. Come here, cutie. Closer. Closer. Delicious mouth. Enough. I don't think so, little one. And who said Lilith ever keeps her word? You're mine now. Did you really think I'd be gentle because you're young? You should never trust a demon, succubus especially. Because when you do, you end up pinned down on the bed just like this. Oh, you're so weak. Don't even try to push me off of you. I could accidentally break those beautiful wrists of yours if you do something stupid. And I don't think you would want to do that. So be a good boy and don't struggle. It'll make things easier. All I need was one kiss from you for you to become mine. Forever. And it had to be a kiss you yourself approved. I simply tricked you, baby. Now I can do whatever I want with you. Fuck. That's how you know I'm really horny. When I can keep my tongue in my mouth and wet your whole face with it. Your skin has a salty but also sweet taste in a way. You'll be a great meal for my anacondas in hell. Oh, stop crying. It was a joke. I'm just joking. I'm not that cruel. Plus, I actually do like you. A lot. And I don't really have a reason to hurt you either. All I need and want is your body. I mean, of course it would be nice if you also wanted me. And liked me. But I can't have everything now, can I? No. That's why I have to satisfy myself with the rape. Stop fighting and let me do my thing. Yes, I'm going to get rid of all of these clothes. I'm going to rip everything off of you. Stop struggling. Look, your dick is out and your shirt got ripped to pieces. It's happening, all right? Accept it, little one. You'll lose your virginity today. And I don't care if you feel weird about entering your big sister's pussy and seeing her naked body. I'm going to get off of you and undress myself now. And if you know what's good for you, you're going to lay still and wait for me to get on top of you again. As much as I don't like your sister, I must admit her body is pretty good. Very nice shape and... oh, Lord, all these curves. Also, a decent tit size. Her ass is on point, too. Don't you think? Of course, none of this is comparing to my real body. Not even close. But it's still nice to look at your sisters. You know what? I think I may take this mirror to my place. We don't produce such things in hell, and I always wanted one. To be able to look at my own beauty while I'm sitting on my throne. Yeah, I'm definitely taking it to my place. There you go. Your mirror is now somewhere near my throne, probably. You guys will have to get a new one. Sorry. Alright, enough of the secondary bullshit. I want to fuck you already. Let me get on top of you again. Oh, yeah. Just like this. I'll keep your hands next to your ears like that. And now, I'll pull that beautiful cock of yours inside of me. Finally fucking you. Oh, I'm gonna ride you so fucking hard, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. How does your big sister's pussy feel? How, little brother? Like it when I act like her when I'm fucking you. Too bad. I don't care. This is what you get for fucking with the Ouija board and trying to talk to ghosts and shit. Oh, fuck. In fact, you know what I'm gonna do now? I'm gonna make you come inside your big sister's pussy. Oh, deep too. She may even get pregnant. This is going to be a punishment for the both of you. Oh, thank you.
you're about to come, aren't you? Oh, fuck, do it. Do it. Come inside your big sister's pussy. Oh, I'm gonna count to three. And you're gonna finally slide down into your cock. And you better shoot all of that load deep into this pussy. Fuck. Oh, fuck. One. Oh, fuck. Two. Three. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, fuck. Fuck. Which means when you die, you'll be with me. You'll become one of my dogs. And I'll use you for sex. And a lot of other things. Alright. Since I've had my fun, and you weren't really causing too much trouble, I suppose I can leave your sister's body and bring her back to you. Just don't use the Ouija board ever again. Because otherwise, you may summon something else. Or even one of my succubi daughters. It won't be as friendly as me. And may want to actually harm you. Got it? Good. I'll see you now, little one.
Little brother, what happened? Why are you naked? Why am I naked? What? The demon from the Ouija board used my body to rape you? Oh god, no, are you serious? Shh, come here. Come here, give me a hug. Give me a hug. Oh god. It's all over. It's all over. Big sister's here. I'm so sorry this happened, little bro. I didn't know a demon would do such a thing. And I provoked her. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Just come here. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Shh. It's okay. It's okay.